They impose sanctions on 150 companies and individuals. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman says it's accusing them of helping Russia's war effort against Ukraine.
Of particular focus is Russia's energy industry, with sanctions targeting the country's energy production and export capacity, as well as Russia's metal and mining sectors. Action is also being taken against manufacturers of cruise missiles and other weapons used by Russia to target Ukrainian cities. Also sanctioned are those affiliated with the Wagner Group militia, alleged to have shipped munitions from North Korea to Russia, and those helping advance Russian malign activities in the Central African Republic. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Nigeria's power companies reported a total system collapse on Thursday, causing widespread blackouts. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo.
The Minister for Power said fire had caused an explosion on a transmission line connecting the Kenji and Jebba power plants, tripping the grid. Power generation fell to zero in the early hours. Grid power supply is erratic in Nigeria, forcing households and businesses, including oil firms and manufacturers, to use diesel and petrol generators. In 2022, the grid collapsed at least four times, with authorities blaming it on technical problems.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo. The clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. to get a spending deal done, or come October 1st, the United States federal government will have to shut down.
Nobody wins in a government shutdown. I've been here. But what we want to do is we want to be able to win the policies that we've been fighting for and telling the American public.
U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is VOA News. The National Hurricane Center in the United States is warning people in Bermuda and the northeast coast of the U.S. and Canada to be aware of Hurricane Lee.
We want folks not to really be focusing on the exact track of the storm, as these winds and rainfall impacts are going to extend very far from the center. Lee is a very big hurricane.
They've actually issued a hurricane watch for the coast of Maine and New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. Houthi and Omani envoys are heading to Saudi Arabia to try to negotiate a permanent ceasefire with Saudi officials to end the war in Yemen. Two people involved in the talks have said. Houthi officials will travel to Riyadh with Omani mediators, who landed in Sana'a on Thursday. A species of snail, once extinct in the wild, has been reintroduced to French Polynesia after making a 15,000-kilometer journey from Britain. More than 1,600 of the tiny snails were released on the volcanic island of Moorea by specialist Tyrone Capel, who says they are seeing results.
Whilst we were surveying this area before we released, we actually found juveniles that are unmarked, which means that they've potentially been born in the wild. And we've also found juveniles that we released in April this year that have now turned into adults.
Each year's release of snails is painted a different color of fluorescent snail varnish, which glows in the dark and allows researchers to track them at night. According to ZSL, the fingernail-sized Parlutis died out in Polynesia after the introduction of a larger snail that ate it. A drinks company in Poland has appointed what it says is the world's first artificial intelligence experimental chief executive. Reuters' Angela Johnston explains.
Hello, I'm Mika.
The technology is still very much on probation.
It's great to connect with you.
The robot CEO is leading the company's growth into one-off collectibles, communication, or even strategy planning. Mika says she brings something to the job no human can.
My decision-making process relies on extensive data analysis and aligning with the company's strategic objectives.
But is Mika real or just a gimmick? Here's Dictador Europe's president, Mark Zoldrowski.
Oh, she's definitely, in fact, CEO.
Reuters' Angela Johnston, who says some might be concerned about AI bots like Mika taking over the world of work, but not to worry, human chief executives will not be replaced. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.